When I was really into hair metal, back when hair metal was in its heyday.
The end of this story may surprise you, but with Jim James, musical surprises are nothing new. Whether it's fronting My Morning Jacket, co-writing songs with the Monsters of Folk, or recording an album of George Harrison songs, he's always up to something. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Jim James might be the king of side projects these days, but he's been on the scene since the late 90s when My Morning Jacket released their debut album, The Tennessee Fire. It's always been tough to define Jim James' style. He cites the Muppets as one of his major influences. Rolling Stones called him a new guitar god. And on stage with My Morning Jacket, he's been known to throw in covers of Curtis Mayfield, Funkadelic, or even the Velvet Underground. There are a range of genres in his musical past as well. And when I talked with Jim James in October of 2005, I found out about the artists who balance out his musical tastes back in the hair metal days and what first brought him to the microphone.
We were playing in a band, I guess 8th grade or ninth grade or something, and our friend's older brother was singing at the time, and for some reason he couldn't do it anymore. And we were trying to decide what to do, and I figured I would try, you know, and I was really self-conscious and really nervous and hated the sound of my voice. And just one day somebody left the reverb turned up all the way on the amp that I was going to sing through, and I just, like, sung out, and it just all shot out, and it was like my brain exploded. And I knew that was, like, pleasure, like the ultimate pleasure for me. It was, like, being able to sing and being able to sound like this thing, you know, not necessarily like me, but it was kind of a way to leave myself behind and be like this sound more than just a normal dry human voice.
Sorry about the things that I'd say, and I'll make it up to you right now at the Penny Arcade in an open car. Wherever you are, push yourself too far and it might get hard.
A bunch of my friends were into really heavy metal and stuff like that, and we were playing in a loud rock band, and just at the end of a long night, you know, when the sun is coming up and you're still awake, and, you know, you put on Bread's Greatest Hits or, you know, Neil Young Harvest or America or something like that, you know, like there's just this soft, peaceful glow that shoots out of the speakers and into your ears, and there's something about Bread that has always been pretty fantastic.
And as a songwriter, right, you cannot argue with those songs.
You can't. You cannot debate them.
Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering where this song is leading,
that's Jim James, recorded live at WFUV in a version of Bread's Make It With You. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online, anytime, at WFUV.org.